This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
So, the Detroit Lions have cut James Houston. The news broke yesterday after we were off the air. Okay. And thus concludes the James Houston portion of your programming. It's too bad. It is what it is. You know, he was a late round draft pick. But a guy that really impacted the Lions 2022 season, the second half, was it 8 sacks, I think he had, total. And little did we know, he didn't have one after that, right? He got hurt all last year, and he got one this year. Okay, then. It's funny because you think about players that are flashes in the pan, and some make sense and some don't. In baseball, I feel like you can swing a bat and the round back and hit the round ball, and that ball can just not find a guy on defense, and you can get lucky over a period of time. I don't know how you can be a flash in the pan as a pass rusher. I can see you can burn some people early because you got speed off the edge and you just run past people. Really good at, you know, what are they, the turning your hips and turning that corner, putting a foot in the ground and getting upfield, all those cliches they use. But he did it for long enough that it just felt like, I don't know if you can, you get hot as a pass rusher. He just got hot. How did that happen?
I'm not sure. And I think maybe it's just as, it could be simply explained that he got hurt and never recovered. Maybe that's it.
Okay.
And then lost his ability to be, you know, a pass rusher and be that guy because he lost the quickness, which was his game. You know, he was quick as hell.
Yeah.
And watching him play every snap, you know, I was glued to watching him play because I was a James Houston guy, but it wasn't there this year. It just wasn't there.
Yeah.
He would get stuck at the line and not go anywhere. Wouldn't advance. Couldn't advance. It was in a lot of ways, it was like watching Michigan State's pass rush over the last 7 weeks prior to last Friday night against Purdue. They just couldn't get a rush. The guys would get locked up and they couldn't find a way to get unlocked. The offensive line just got you and you were done. And it was really strange to watch. And You know, remember they had Anthony Zettel, kid from, was it from Penn State, was it?
Yeah.
That he had a 6.5 sack season in the 1 year and then was like never heard from again.
Yep. And we're all asking the same question. Why? Where? What?
Right. And that was in 16. He played all 16 games. You know, with Houston, he played 7 games and had 8 sacks in the 7 games in that rookie year. Got hurt right away last year. Played in 8 games this year and had 1 sack. And it leaves you scratching your head. But like I said, he looked like a different player. Why did he look like a different player? Was it because Hutchinson's not there on the other side getting all the attention?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think some of that may have been true, but I can't believe that's the whole reason, because he's still working one-on-one. He's not getting double-teamed, and he was just getting handled. I wonder if it has something to do with that injury or if he just lost confidence, or I don't know what the deal is, but you know, Dan Campbell said he wishes him luck, and maybe it's he'll get an opportunity somewhere else and he can shine again.
Zettel's such a great call, because Zettel in 5 years in the NFL played in 50 games. And in his second season in Detroit, he had 6.5 sacks in 16 games. So the other 34 games, he had 1 sack.
Wow.
I mean, that's pretty crazy. Kerry Hyder. Remember Kerry Hyder?
Yeah, Kerry Hyder's another great call. That's a great call.
He had 8 sacks in his second year with the Lions. The Lions, you know, you got to give these football people to a certain degree some credit. Because remember the Lions let Zettel go, and we were like, why? He's a second-year guy who gave us 6.5 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have another sack the rest of his career. Kerry Hyder got let go, and he had one more good year. I think it was in San Francisco. Charles Harris did this. Charles Harris came into Detroit and had 7.5 sacks in 1 year, and then poof, away he went. And so the football people, I guess, know a little better than we do. They obviously know better than we do, but
sure.
But these are examples of it where the sack is such a valued statistic in the game of football that I think we all get intoxicated with it when we see it and see a player that can produce them. And yet I think teams and guys in the game kind of know, all right, this isn't sustainable. And in the case of Houston, he got opportunities. It's just, it's too bad.
It goes the other way too. Remember the Lions had Kyle Van Noy, played 3 years with the Lions and had 1 sack in 3 seasons with the Lions.
Yeah.
And he played in 30 games with them. Goes to New England, has 1 sack his first year in New England, then starts to turn himself a little bit better, 5.5, then 3.5, and then 6.5. Goes to Miami, has 6 sacks in 2020, has 5 when he goes back to New England, 5 with the Chargers. In the last 2 years at Baltimore, he's had 9 and 8. He's got 8 sacks this year. And, oh, by the way, that's a long-ass career.
It is.
For Kyle Van Noy, which you wouldn't expect. You know, sometimes it goes that other way.
Yeah, but the difference, too, though, Gator, is Kyle Van Noy was a second-round pick. When you bring up Zettel and you bring up Kerry Hyder,
those were guys,
and James Houston, those guys, James Houston was a late draft pick, undersized, and he had a magical 7-game run. I mean, and maybe it was the injury after that, or maybe he was just never that good, and he just, you got flash in the pan type stuff. And that's why I never really fully bought in on the James Houston thing, because if he was a first, second round pick, I'd be like, well, that's why they drafted that guy. No, maybe they were caught off guard too, because he didn't even make the team that year. He had that all those sacks the second half of the year.
Yeah, they wouldn't let him play until past the halfway point.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a guy that came from a small college, but had huge numbers his last year in that small college playing for Dion. And, you know, you wonder if he is a guy that would have, I don't think he had any more eligibility, but you wonder what he would have been if he was at a bigger university.
Well, he started out at a bigger university.
Well, right. But then didn't get noticed, gets a chance to play, and then just shows up all over the place to the point where he gets drafted. But I wondered if it would have been, if he had started at Jacksonville rather than, you know, I forget where it was.
I think he went to Florida.
I forget where it was where he started. But if he had started there and worked his way and then was able to transfer like Jared Verse did, would he have had some kind of impact like that? Or would we have been exposed to being what he was? Once you get to better competition, you just can't handle it.
Well, the one thing that we have talked about that's going to happen, and this does happen when you have a decent football team, is there are sometimes sort of painful cuts. I don't know if this is painful, but it's an organization that doesn't have time to wait around for you to develop. They've got They've got one single goal. And while there are going to be developmental guys, and they've got a couple of them, Giovanni Manu being one of them, who every week is a healthy scratch, and you know this, they just don't have a ton of spots left for guys that aren't contributing.
No, and they've look, they just brought David Long on board. They're dealing with some injuries now. They're going to have to do some more shuffling and bring guys up to the active roster, and you're going to have to release some people, or whether it's on the practice squad or on the active roster, to demote them. And maybe that's just what happened here. He got caught up in the numbers, although I don't think that's the case, because that's not what Dan Campbell said.
Yeah,
I mean, so he clearly just wasn't the player that he was that first year.
Yeah,
and for whatever reason.
And Campbell said fresh start, because it can't be the numbers, because guess what this team needs? Edge rushers.
Yeah.
And if you can't make it on the team that literally lost their two starting edge rushers, then it's probably not for you. And by the way, raise your hand if you trust this coaching staff and their the way they can develop players and get players in position to make plays and be productive. I do, and he couldn't do it here. And he had opportunities the last couple of games to finally see some real action, and I think they put the tape on and go, it ain't working out.
It's not working out, no. And it's not like this is a situation where maybe he clears waivers and can get him back to the practice squad. I don't think they want to. It sounds like when you say he could use a fresh start, that the Lions have wiped their hands clean. And like, we tried, it didn't work out. We're going to move on. Does it also mean perhaps...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, when you start looking towards, you know, because now there's a little bit light at the end of the finish line. Not there yet. You know, they still have six games to go. But there is some light towards the end there. That is it possible they feel better about getting maybe Barnes back or Hutch coming back? You know, there's reports of Hutch he's moving very quickly through his rehab. And the Barnes is starting to work out a little bit more now.
Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't think they'd do it this early, because those guys don't appear to be close.
Kaminsky, or, you know, is that a possibility that either of those three guys has the ability to come back?
It's possible. It's possible, and I hope sooner rather than later.
Yeah, certainly.
248-539-9797, Lions-Bears. We'll get into Michigan State-Rutgers, Michigan-Ohio State. Coming up next, it's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word, it's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
I'm Lindsey Graham, host of Wondery's show American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history. Presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, entrepreneur Lou Pearlman becomes the mastermind behind two of the biggest pop groups in the world, the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. He also oversees a sprawling business empire that includes a charter jet company, restaurants, and real estate. But Pearlman's successful facade crumbles after he's sued by the boy bands for siphoning millions from them. And soon, investigators discover that Pearlman is keeping his empire afloat through an even more devious scheme. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest seasons only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.